What are you doing? Dinner. Are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
But it really feels like Christmas. Paul Manafort, you're just the first of many. 5 years in jail. Shall I sing to the feds, Trump-a-pom-pom?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. That's a phrase I just came up with. This is a Christmas special.
This is going to be one of the great Christmas gifts.
I came up with Christmas. Before me, the only holidays were Kwanzaa and Toyota-thon.
Every day brings the downfall of powerful men over sexual misconduct.
Yeah, it seems like it's not going to stop.
Are you concerned you'll be next?
La, 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 la.
Sir, you can't just sing to avoid answering our question.
Yeah, you've had so many failures this year. What do you consider your greatest accomplishment?
Judge Neil Gorsuch came to town on the Supreme Court. Gorsuch, 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 Gorsuch. He's a judge that I did.
Christmas time. I love Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're going to be saying Merry Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Where's Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
The word Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
The word Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I want to see Christmas.
No, I want to see Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I told you about Christmas.
Other people can have their holidays. No, but... Christmas,
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 Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Christmas,
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 Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
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 Christmas.
Merry,
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 merry Christmas.
No more Merry Christmas. No more.
I was the one when I was here last time. I said. Gonna have Christmas again. I was the one that said you go to the department stores and you see Happy New Year and you see red and you see snow and you see all these things. You don't see Merry Christmas anymore. With Trump as your president, we are going to be celebrating Merry Christmas again.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
We want to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
A very, very Merry Christmas and a holiday filled with joy.
I want to wish every American a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
So Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's right. You can finally say that again because the war on Christmas is over.
I hope you all get coal in your stocking this year. In fact, tonight's show is brought to you by coal. Coal. It's hard oil, I think. Coal, one of the great blacks.
It's snowing real bad and no one can leave D.C. I thought you said you were going to do global warming, Dad.
We have a cozy fire in the fireplace and it's burning all natural, all American coal.
But scientists say coal would ruin the environment.
Well, I say scientists are liars.
Was the night before Christmas in Washington, D.C., and not a person was working, but especially not me, when all of a sudden there came a loud
bing, bing, bong,
and I went to go outside to see what was wrong. And there was St. Nicholas who started to say Merry Christmas to all and God bless the United States.
On the first day of Christmas, Bob Mother gave to me a Michael Flynn guilty plea. A On the second day of Christmas, Bob Mother gave to me two official slips and a Michael Flynn guilty plea. On the third day of Christmas, Bob Mother gave to me three panic trumps, two official slips and a Michael Flynn guilty plea. On the fourth day of Christmas, Bob Mother gave to me four charges so far, three panic trumps, two official slips and a Michael Flynn guilty plea. On the fifth day of Christmas, Bob Mother gave to me please this off. I won't last all days, cut to the trial, we can't take it anymore, and a Michael Flynn guilty plea.
Well, if you have to be here, sit down and keep quiet, which you're already doing. I want to show everyone our wonderful Christmas ornaments in a segment I like to call Treason's Greeting.
We're going to also remember all the haters and losers I destroyed this year, and we're going to hang ornaments with their faces on what we're calling the Tree of Shame. Who do you want to put on the loser tree?
Okay, and so actually I did choose disgraced FBI Director James Comey.
That's right. Sadly, I had to fire Comey because he's a nut job, and also because he knew all my secrets. So I had to pull a little obstruction A of Ustis J. Thank you, Kellyanne.
Look at this wonderful paper towel roll ornament commemorating the incredible disaster relief I personally threw at people in Puerto Rico.
For my ornaments, I brought Sean Spicer and Anthony Scaramucci, whose mangled corpses I stepped over to get this job.
Are you here to deck the halls, Mike?
Oh, I don't like that song because it mentions gay apparel. The ornament I brought is that traitorous Mike Flynn, because he lied to us, Mr. President, and he acted alone without our knowledge.
Totally.
My ornament shows the other people we lost this year. Reince Priebus, Tom Price, Sebastian Gorka, Preet Bharara, Carter Page, Sally Yates, Paul Manafort, and George Papadopoulos. Better be good this year, Eric. Remember, the elf on the shelf is watching.
I'm not elf on the shelf. I'm Jeff Sessions. And whether you're Christian or Jewish or that's it, we can all agree it's gonna be a Merry Christmas.
Wait, you're not secretly recording our conversations, are you, Jeff?
Oh, don't worry. I won't snitch, because I do not recall who's been naughty or who's been nice. Merry Christmas. Everybody is gonna get away with everything.
Check out these icicles. They're ice-themed icicles.
Oh, I get it. Like the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency that tears families apart. It's so funny that the one thing you actually do good really ruins people's lives.
And now for an ornament of my favorite child.
Oh, that would not be me.
It's a tree topper of my angelic daughter, Ivanka. Look, she's a woman who works as an ornament on a tree.
It's weird because she gives all these speeches saying sexual harassment people are bad, but her boss is you, Dad. And you're like the president of sexual harassment.
No, I'm the president of the United States.
Yeah, for now. Hey, cool. Is this a real gun?
Whoa, no. He'll hurt himself. No.
It's okay, Mike. I have like four other kids.
Oh, no, I shot an ornament.
Oh, it's just thoughts and prayers. Don't worry. I'll let you in on a little secret. Those don't really do anything. Damn this snow, it's never gonna stop!
It's horrible! These liberal snowflakes are keeping me from truly celebrating Christmas, a time when I pay homage to the cold dawn of Saturnalia.
Candy cane?
Oh! Is that a swastika candy cane?
Good.
Let me try!
Oh my...
Beginning to look a lot like Hitler everywhere you go. Just look at that Trump and Pence, their fans threatening once again with violence and racist rants that grow.
Hail Trump!
They're beginning to sound a lot like Hitler. Vandals every night. And the naziest sight you'll see is the swastika that will be on your own front door.
Just in time for Christmas, we're about to give Americans the biggest, fattest tax cut they've ever seen. It's such a big tax cut, it might even make me a real billionaire. It's my greatest achievement. So now I can settle down and be super presidential. That is until Don Lemon says something mean about me and I tweet the actual N-word. It's Christmas time soon. White Santa will be coming from house to house, taking presents from Muslims and illegals and giving them to American children.
Migrating immigrants. Please point us to the nearest detention center.
Hi, honey.
Oh.
Welcome to Trump Tower Bethlehem.
Hello. I know you're all booked up, but do you have a room for me?
Yeah, you bet. You can stay in my suite.
Oh, not in a million years.
No, sir. No, everyone knows there's no room at the inn. It's in the Bible.
I know the Bible. You're killing my game, Mike. The Bible is the thing you put in your hand when you're lying in court. I told you we're gonna build a wall, and boy, did we. Entirely out of gingerbread.
Are you sure that you don't want to stay at the Christmas party longer? Because everyone is celebrating this huge tax bill. Mitch McConnell is serving everyone bourbon. I got so drunk, I told the truth.
I'm sorry, Kellyanne, I'm in pouty baby mode. This Flynn investigation has really got me down.
Oh, come on, sir. The tax bill is your biggest achievement yet, in that it is your only achievement.
Mm. Sorry, I'm not in the Christmas spirit. The only thing that cheers me up are these hilarious Muslim videos that I've been retweeting. Like Scrooge says, barf, Hamburg. So please, you go ahead and enjoy the party.
Okay. Anything I can get you before I go?
Yes, one little thing. I want you to withdraw $5 million from my bank account and put it in a duffel bag with my passport, a fake mustache, and a bucket of chicken.
Okay, no problem, sir. Good night.
Thank you, Kellyanne. This is the time I like to reflect on all the good things I've done this year. It'll only take a minute. Oh, wait, what's that?
Donald J. Trump! Donald J. Trump!
Oh, God. You've come to get me, I knew it.
It's the Muslim stuff, right?
No.
It's for calling Mexicans rapists?
No.
The Roy Moore stuff?
No.
Draft dodging?
No.
The birther stuff?
No.
Pocahontas?
No.
The Central Park Five? No, wait. Making fun of the handicapped reporter like this?
No, sir! Sir! I'm not here for any of that.
So who are you, Jacob Marley? You've got a lot of chains on.
No, I'm Michael Flynn, the ghost of Witness Flipped. Mr. President, I came to warn you. It's time for you to come clean, for the good of the country.
The what? The good of the?
The good of the country.
The good of the cum-cum?
This is serious, sir. The FBI got to me. Before all this, I had a great life, Donald. I was an honorable, twice-fired military man who loved to talk about how Hillary Clinton had a child sex ring in a pizza shop.
Oh, Mike, you were my man. You led the locker-up cheer at the convention. Who knew you had so much dirt on you in your past? If only somebody had warned me about you.
Well, President Obama did tell you not to hire me.
I meant someone who's American.
Mr. President, there's a lot of people from your past that could come back to haunt you. Tonight, you will be visited by three of them.
Billy Bush!
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm here to remind you of that Access Hollywood tape, my man. Can you believe I got fired just for listening to you? Whew. And then you got elected president, and now you're saying that that tape isn't even real? What?
Donald, where did Hugo?
Melania, I'm sorry, I was just working.
Okay, we'll come down to the party. You have to see my decorations. It's a beautiful festive hallway of dead branches and mysterious shadows. And then when you open the elevator, blood comes out.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, but I'm so tired. Oh no, it's happening again. Vladimir, you must be my present.
Of course. Donald, you can't hide from me. I see and hear everything you do.
Because you're a ghost?
Yes, I'm ghost. Listen, we put a lot of work into you, so much time and money, and you're about to mess it all up. You seem so volatile.
I'm sorry, Vladimir, but I promise I'll be more diplomatic with North Korea and that fat little psycho who runs it.
Whoa, Trump, you have to chill out, broski.
Vladimir, look, I've always wanted to ask you this. Do you think I'm cool?
Look, I have to go.
Don't you see, Mr. President? Any one of these spirits could bring you down, but the scariest one is yet to come. Oh, no, it approaches.
Mike, I'm too scared to look. Thank God, Steve Bannon. You're here to save the day with your terrible white magic. Wait, who are you?
Who's that big red fat guy?
Well, that's Santa Claus.
How come he's getting all the attention?
Because kids love Santa Claus.
I'm the only big fat red guy that gets attention around here. Paul, take him out. Take the shot, Paul. Take the shot, Paul. Come on, Mike.
All right, sir. We're just going to take a quick little break, everyone.
Get him out. You, you're out of here. Santa, get him out. Get him out.
Santa's going to be right back.
You guys, the real Santa's here. The real Santa, right?
Are you ready to talk to Santa?
Okay, little one, come on up. What do you think of Donald Trump?
I think he's mean.
Hi, Santa. I'm Jessica. Is President Trump on the naughty list?
Our president may have said or done a few naughty things.
19 accusers, Google it.
I'm sure we can all learn a lesson from what's going on in the news.
We sure can. I learned that if you admit you did something wrong, you get in trouble. But if you deny it, they let you keep your job.
Do you like Donald Trump?
He always lied and he always said you're fired.
That's right, he does say you're fired.
Well, he tells
but
the truth
always tells
all the
truth.
Time.
No, he always tells lies. And I heard the new tax bill add $1 trillion to the national debt. Is that naughty, Santa?
Oh, yes, little girl. What's your name?
Jenny. And Santa, I don't want any gifts this year. I just want everything to be okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Jenny, listen to me. I know that things seem particularly insane right now. Like, truly, mind-bendingly insane. And we seem to have lost all perspective on what's naughty or nice.
I know. I've seen Fox News.
Oh, there you go. But as bad as things might seem, I promise you, Jenny, it will be okay.
Okay?
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not for another 3 years, 42 days, and 24 minutes, Jenny, but
This whole thing is dumb. Okay. And the presents aren't even real, I know, okay? And these kids believe in some mythological character that doesn't even exist. Enough! We're not doing this stupid Santa thing anymore. We're doing an old-fashioned rally, you understand me? Get this out.
Oh, a rally, perfect. Children gather around here. Come down to the front here. Wonderful, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, the Santa Claus of the United States of America.
There were millions of children who couldn't even get into this rally. It's so unbelievable. And let me tell you something, kids. We don't need homework anymore, anybody. We're gonna get rid of the teachers. Yeah. It's time to drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp.
I love it.
Drain the swamp.
There you go.
And I can promise that all of your mothers will get you literally everything on your Christmas list, or they're going to jail.
I fired him.
Who?
Santa Claus.
What?
He's crazy. He thinks he is Santa Claus.
Why, I don't care if he thinks he's the Easter Bunny. You've got to get him back.
He's insane, I tell you. We'll just have to hire somebody else and have him do the same thing.
Oh, no.
What if he should have a sudden fit or something? Oh, no, no, I...
But maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington. We can't be sure until he's been examined.
I mean, what do those kids know about respect? I'm the President of the United States, and I'm Santa Claus. I don't respect anything.
Here's a story about a little town named Snowflake City. Snowflake City was a lame, stupid place. Instead of roofs, they had solar panels. Instead of sidewalks, recycling bins. And instead of macho man cars, they had wimp mobiles. And worst of all, there was no place for Santa in a town without chimneys.
Is Santa Claus finally going to come this year?
No, Tyler. That would take a Christmas miracle.
She woke up from a dream that turned and tossed her. Santa was replaced by a Santa imposter. A man with a beard and a clueless mind, set to take advantage of the Christmas time. He came down the chimney, it was quite a surprise, buying up the manger for his new franchise, building hotels, casinos to light up the night, and talking about his plan to keep the North Pole white. She screamed at the thought of his tiny black shoes, dismissing Christmas wishes as more fake news. He shut down the laundromat and thought it was funny, 'cause every washing machine was busy laundering money. She told him to his face that he's filled with greed, and he called her foul names on his little Twitter feed. He called us all losers and many things worse. He even fired Rudolph 'cause he hates to be diverse. There's a moral to the story, then I think I've missed it. As this crazy Santa Claus got her blacklisted, she might have walked away 'cause it's all so twisted, but nevertheless, she persisted. She never tried to stop, never even hit pause. She never got set back by this rogue Santa Claus. She keeps her eyes on the prize, get back up when she falls.
Peace on earth, goodwill to all.
Moral to the story, and I think I missed it as this crazy Santa.
assisted.
Thanks for the song this week from
Rocky Mountain, Mike,
the
Beach
Boys,
Santa,
at the
Elves,
at
Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Stephen Colbert, Anthony Atamanuk, Peter Groves, Jembling, BB New Earth, Adam Pally,
Barack Obama,
Jimmy Fallon,
Alec Baldwin,
Kate
McKinnon, Beck Bennett, A.D., Bryant, Mikey,
Day,
Cecily,
Strong,
Keenan, Thompson, Maureen, O'Hara,
and
Philip, Tong.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.